It was at the beginning of this month that President Bush announced the nomination of Harriet Myers, October 3rd at the White House.
She has devoted her life to the rule of law and the cause of justice. She will be an outstanding addition to the Supreme Court of the United States.
But Democrats and Republicans criticized Myers for giving them incomplete information about her legal philosophy, first in private and then in public. Much of the Senate Judiciary Committee didn't like her answers to the written questionnaire that's now a standard part of confirmation hearings. On the 19th, Senator Patrick Leahy, ranking Democrat on the committee, announced that Myers needed to do the questionnaire over.
The comments I've heard range from incomplete to insulting. Certainly, it was inadequate and did not give us enough to prepare for a hearing.
For Harriet Myers, recovering from that bad start in the Senate proved to be impossible. Today on Capitol Hill, there appears to be little regret over her withdrawal. Mississippi Republican Senator Trent Lott said that the Myers nomination was a bad idea.
I think she made the right decision, and I think she deserves a lot of credit for realizing that this was going to be very difficult, particularly in view of her position as White House counsel. We needed to know more about her. We needed to know more about the position she had taken at the White House, and that was going to create constitutional executive privilege problems for the president. And I had problems with her in terms of her experience and qualifications, and I think this is a good thing for the president and for the process, and I think he'll come up with a very strong nomination and replacement.
And Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said that not a single Republican senator called for Myers' withdrawal. It was, indeed, the extreme right of President Bush's party.
If the president continues to listen to that extreme wing on judicial nominations or everything else, it can only spell trouble for his presidency and for America. The president now should take his time. When we do it again, the president should do it right, slowly, deliberately, carefully, with real consultation and real consensus.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, said she never made up her mind about Harriet Myers, but she never forgot what it meant to nominate a woman to the Supreme Court.
There are many of us who are women who would like to see another woman. I took great pride in Sandra Day O'Connor. I take great pride in Ruth Ginsburg. It's wonderful to see the, women on the Supreme Court, because it means when a woman has made it that the door is open for all women. And that's a very important symbol out there.
And as we mentioned earlier, Sandra Day O'Connor will continue to serve on the bench. President Bush has said Harriet Myers will stay on as White House counsel. He said in a statement today, "My responsibility to fill this vacancy remains. I will do so in a timely manner."